Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Hey, talk about the two-point conversion. And was there an option up there when you got him?
I think Foxy kind of covered it. With scheme, we have a lot of options throughout this offense, first, second, third down. That play, we just didn't execute it as well as we wanted to and didn't get the job done.
What were you hoping to see there to make that play work?
There's a lot of, I don't think I'm going to get into scheme. Man zone, there's box counts, there's shade looks. There's all kinds of stuff throughout this offense that we try to take advantage of it. I think we got kind of a favorable look. We just didn't get it done.
Is there some second guessing going on in the locker room or anything like that?
As far as what?
Looking back, wondering if you made the right decision.
We're human. Anytime you don't get it done, there's going to be second guessing in hindsight, on my part as well. We've been in some tight games like this, and we haven't got it done in the fourth quarter like we wanted to. So you look back at those games and think, what could we have done differently? What throws could I have made? What plays could we have checked out of? So there's definitely going to be that. But at the end of the day, we gave ourselves a chance to win at the end. We just got to find a way to make it happen.
Jay, fourth and goal from the four left, 10 minutes to go. How surprised were you that you guys decided to go for it, and what happened on that play?
I wasn't that surprised. The way both defenses were playing, I think both sidelines were pretty confident in the defense being able to hold, the clock. We hadn't been down there that much, so I was good with the call, the going for it. I was good with the play call Adam sent in. This isn't anything new for our group. We've had some red zone problems throughout the year, and we got to look at that. And the red zone, everything's a little bit tighter, everything's a little bit quicker. So, precision and being on it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how tough is it in the red zone without, you don't have Alshon, you don't have Forte, you don't
have Forte. Yeah, we're missing some guys. It's kind of, that's nothing new. We've had guys in and out of the lineup all year long. I thought, JB and the Q stepped in there, had a heck of a day for us. We tried to use the tight ends a little bit more. So, when we get them back, that'd be great. Excuse me.
Third down pass to Marquise coming across the middle. What did you see there?
We got a good look there. Q had a guy hanging on him. I'm sure he's going to look at that and want to make the catch there. But man-to-man, and he beat him coming across. And those are plays we got to make.
Do you always, when you're in the fourth down situation, goal line, do you always want to go for it as a quarterback?
You want to take a shot. But there's times whenever you're smart enough to know, hey, let's kick the field goal. That wasn't one of them. I agree with Foxy. Love the call to go for it. Offensively, we just got to be better.
Jay, you said the red zone issues aren't a new problem. Does that become deflating after a while? It seems like you're moving it pretty well in between the 20s, and then things just get stopped.
It's not deflating. We just got to do better. We just got to figure out ways during the week. We've got to work on it a little bit more. Guys got to study more. I got to execute better, more accurate, put the ball where these guys can catch it. So this is a challenge. This is a challenge for the offense, and I think we got a good group in there that's going to undertake it.
Jay, the Broncos obviously rushed the passer really well, led the leading sacks coming in. Looked like there were some protection issues going on early on. They had you on the move a little bit. Was that more like Corona's coming back, or did they just throw new things at you guys today?
I think it was more on the back end. They did a good job, mixing coverages up. Played some more zone than they put on tape, and statistically they've done. So they mixed it up back there, had some coverage stuff that presented us with some problems, but I thought Adam and the rest of the coaches and the guys adjusted pretty quickly and got things figured out.
Okay, on the interception over the middle, what happened on that one?
First one?
Yeah.
We had a good shot. We had Q going down the middle. Probably need to put a little bit higher. Linebacker undercut it. He made a good play. I can give him a better ball, though.
Did you see the linebacker trailing him on that?
I saw him. Those guys, hard for those guys to flip their hips sometimes. He did a good job.
What makes this defense, their defense, so tough up front? Obviously, you saw it on film, but when playing it against it,
Ware's going, you got two guys that can seriously rush the passer. Vaughn's a handful enough as is. I think Chuck and Kyle did a really good job of handling him all day. Then they show you some different looks. Linebackers floated the ball really fast. They're really good at stopping the run. Downhill, the safeties get involved. And then they put you in passing situations, third and long. And there's not a lot of teams out there that are going to be highly successful in third and long situations all game.
Do you have a sense that you guys let one get away, or do you have a sense that that's a pretty good team and you just have to accept it?
That's a good team, but I think we let it get away from us. That's kind of been the story. There's been a few games that, you know, we've lost in the fourth quarter and we felt like we've been right there. You know, some overtime games, some games, some two-minute drives. And you can just put this one in the same box as those. We're right there. You know, our margin for error isn't that great. We've got to play pretty good football for four quarters, and we got to play really good football in the fourth quarter. And the games that we've won, we've figured out a way to do that. And the games we've lost, we haven't.
Guys going to be forced to kind of flush this quicker with Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, guys got to come in tomorrow and flip the switch and move on. It's just kind of part of it. Thursday night game. I think we got out of it relatively healthy today, and hopefully we have some guys coming back. So give us some energy for this week.
Was it the urgency of the moment or the rhythm of being in no huddle or hurry up that sparked the offense in the fourth quarter? Did you see something?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been all those things. I don't have a definite answer for you. You know, we usually work pretty well when we're up tempo. Whenever we're in a 2-minute drill, the guys made some plays on the outside. We got a few pass interference calls. Marty was playing well. They were kind of draped on him. And the offensive line, I think we had kind of worn them down defensively a little bit up front. Had some time to throw and move around. But you can't play 2-minute ball for four quarters.
All right, thanks everyone.
Thanks, Jay.